Welcome, patrons, to your exclusive spoiler cast at the Netflix episode of Black Mirror titled Bandersnatch. The reason we wanted to release this was because it was just such an inventive episode of Black Mirror, and we think it's something that Netflix is going to be doing a little more often. This episode is very similar to a choose your own adventure book in which you have to actually make choices that drive and change the story. We'll get into a little bit of that in just a moment, but I want to give you a little bit of a synopsis of the episode in case you hadn't seen it. The year is 1984, and Stefan is developing a computer game based on the book Bandersnatch, a novel where you get to make choices that determine the story. He has an opportunity to take the game to Tuckersoft, a software company, and have them release it. However, the more he works on the game, the more his life emulates the game, where choices being made are not of his own control, and Stefan appears to be going insane. If you're not familiar with Black Mirror, it's not all... There are no happy endings. Things are dark.
There was that one time.
But
what about when?
Nope. Not happy either. And listen, I do encourage people to watch Black Mirror. I think it's a great show. I do just want to start with this. You're going to go into Netflix. You're going to see season one, episode one. Don't do it. Do season one, episode two or three.
The nice thing is that Bandersnatch is its own separate thing.
That's the
you
best
can
thing
start
about,
with Bandersnatch.
That's the best thing about all of Black Mirror. All of Black Mirror
right,
is a standalone.
Each episode is its own standalone story. But, I mean, at the same time, like, if you want to watch Bandersnatch, you don't need to watch anything else.
Anything else.
And no, you just want the experience, which is really nice. Yeah. I haven't seen the past two seasons, so I wasn't lost or anything.
There is one episode I think it's actually called the Black Mirror Museum, where you kind of need to see some of the Black Mirror to get it, but whatever. But let's talk a little bit about Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch!
First impressions on let's just talk about the fact that it is choose your own adventure. How did that work for you? Were you happy with that? What was that like?
It's really tough to like really have an opinion about like the quality of this because of the choose your own adventure aspect. It's different for everybody.
What platform did you use to watch it?
I did my Samsung television.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, very fluid, very easy to make the choices and things like that. The experience overall was fun. I mean, honestly, I used to read these like choose your own adventure books as a kid, which, you know, was really cool, getting that feeling back. And even more so, like when you were a kid, we all did this, and you were reading one of those choose your own adventure novels, and you got to the point where you're like, oh, I made the wrong choice. I died and I didn't get to the end of the book. Let me just flip back to the next, you know, my previous choice and make the different choice.
Yeah.
This even allows you to do that because there are choices that are going to lead you to dead ends. Right. And what they are really is they're not an actual ending. They're not like, hey, the episode's ended. It's, hey, you made the wrong choice. So go back and redo a redo.
So I like the fact that it did that as well. The other part too is I tried to watch this on my Apple TV, which again, that has a touch remote that has the ability to do that. It's not supported on the Apple TV. So I was watching it on my Samsung TV, which is Android TV, but it is available on iPhone and a bunch of other platforms. It just seems like Apple TV not there. That was a bummer because I like watching things on Apple TV. I like the remote, I like the app, whatever. Mm-hmm. I did like the fact that it was very easy to choose between one choice or another. There is a time limit to do that. And I did not test what happens if you didn't make a decision within the time limit.
Like I didn't test that either. Choice.
But usually there's one or two choices. There were a few times where it was a little more. There was one opportunity, and this is just from the technical aspect of how was it navigating it before we talk a little bit about the episode. There was a time where you had to put in a phone number, and it's a whole list of 1 through 0, right? All the numbers. Was that easy for you to navigate in that time restriction? Were you able to do that? Or did you not get that?
I didn't have to put a phone number in.
You didn't get that path. Okay. So that's the other part too.
Interesting.
So this is the cool part about this.
No, wait, you got to give me some context then.
I will. So let me give the listener some context. There are many paths to the show, and I don't think Brian and I think we shared one ending.
We shared one ending. I've done it. I only went through it once. And when I say we got an ending, I mean the episode ended and the credits rolled. The dead end would end the episode, but you could go back and make a different choice.
It basically told you to go back. Yeah.
Right. I played through, I got an ending, I got to the credits after a couple dead ends, and I only did that once. I haven't had a chance to go through it multiple times, but I have read a bunch of, you know, spoilers on the different endings and different paths and things like that, but I did not see anything about a phone number. So continue.
Very interesting. Before we spoil this, I just want to say I really enjoyed this episode. I thought it was really fun. I liked the fact that it was interactive, and the fact that it was interactive was baked into the episode. So it's not just some random thing. It becomes part of the narrative.
Yes.
It does. But I really enjoyed it. So if you are intrigued by just what we've talked about here, I think we both recommend this episode.
Absolutely.
To Black Mirror fans. And you haven't seen Bandersnatch, go ahead and go take advantage of it now. Come back. From here on out, we will be talking spoilers. And I want to start with just a really brief high-level synopsis of the first time you watched it, where it took you, the path it kind of took you down. There is a beautiful flowchart that Brian found online that someone had painstakingly put together, which does a great job of kind of letting you know what all the outcomes are.
While you're like kind of going through that flowchart, though, remember, I just read an article that the creators of Bandersnatch have said that there's an ending that no one has gotten yet.
Oh, wow.
That was the last thing I read. That there is a secret ending that people have found, and to do the secret ending, you have to do some fuckery. And that there is an ending that no one has gotten yet.
I have some statistics that Netflix actually released around this episode, which we will talk about at the end. So listen, this was my path. This is what happened when I first watched the show. No redos, no I don't like that, I'll go back. This is what happened. So obviously the normal stuff. I chose the serial, I chose some music, I chose to accept the job at the company, which loops you back to that you have to go back to refuse it.
So here's and I'm sorry, I'm going to interject.
Please, please, please.
I have thoughts. So the episode starts off with some very simple choices to get you used to the concept, right? Uh-huh. It doesn't like change the path of the story, whether or not you eat sugar puffs or the frosted flakes,
right?
Or depending on what music you listen to, it doesn't really inform the story at all. Right. And then they present you with this choice where you go to this video game company who has just exploded. They're on the cusp of being huge, and they're like, hey, we like your idea for the game, come work for us to do it, and you either accept the job or refuse the job. And I think that choice is in there purposely to for you to also get used to the fact that some of the choices you make are going to be wrong,
right?
And we're going to give you the chance to repeat and go back,
right?
And this is how that's going to work, because everybody gut reaction is going to say, I'm going to accept this job.
Okay, so you know what? I will talk about some of these stats then right now. So 73% of Netflix watchers chose to accept the job at Tuckersoft.
That makes sense.
We wanted the best for his life, therefore we decided
to accept the job. And Black Mirror, because there are no happy endings, make sure that you realize that was the wrong choice.
Right.
And again, in this form of teaching you how this is going to work,
yeah,
you have to go back to the beginning, and everything kind of repeats through there, like through fast forward mode.
And then
you're presented with the choice again,
right?
And then you're like, well, clearly I have to refuse
the job. So you refuse it, you make the game at home. Then it comes a big choice of your character is obviously experiencing a little mental instability, already has a psychiatrist. So the option is, do you visit the doctor to talk about your mother, or do you not? I chose not to talk about the mom. It took me down a big rabbit hole. And then it basically comes to the fact that he's now developing the game. He's working on it. There's a problem with it. And he gets to choose to destroy the computer, right? Or shout at his dad. And so I chose the choice on the right. And I shouted at my dad, which takes you to the psychiatrist. It ended with this. It came for a moment for me where I had to choose to kill my dad or not kill my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, God, I don't want to kill my dad. But believe it or not, I decided to do a little experiment and start picking everything on the right. So I was like, guess I gotta kill my dad. Guess that's how this goes. Started choosing the path on the right. And I got an ending that I thought was really interesting. that the game that you're working on gets released. It's moderately successful. However, people find out that you killed and buried your dad in your backyard, and they pull the game after release. It's the closest thing that I've seen
to a good end,
to a happy ending.
That's the ending I got on my first time too. Although I did. The thing is, like, the pathway was completely different for me. I didn't choose everything on the right.
Yeah.
But what I will say is there was a couple dead ends in between. And one of those dead ends, like, starts creeping up again in the story proper when you go back and make the different choice.
Right.
So I feel like the way this is constructed is, you have to make some of those dead ends, because the whole concept is about halfway through, Stefan, the main character, starts realizing and thinking that his choices are not his own.
Right.
And he starts addressing you as the viewer and you and screaming at you to be like, give me a sign. Tell me what's going on, because he's not just going insane. You are controlling him.
Yeah. And at one point he realizes, I'm not making this decision. It's like it came time to kill the dad, right? And he goes, this isn't my choice. And
he says, okay, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
And your choice is to either chop up your dad's body or to bury your dad's body in the backyard. So whatever choice you choose is a bad one. But, like, it's very interesting how the character, like, starts realizing what's happening.
Sure.
But the world that he lives in does not know what's going on. They think he's insane.
Right.
But he's not, because you're controlling him. And, like, that adds an extra layer of, I'm a part of this story.
Right.
As I'm making this guy do things that he doesn't necessarily want to do.
To add the extra meta, there's a part where he's programming on a computer, right? It crashes. And he looks up and he goes, I know you're controlling me. Like, give me a sign. Tell me what's going on. And one of the options to give him a sign is the word Netflix. And if you pick it, it displays it on his computer and it says, I'm watching you on Netflix.
Interesting. And he's like, I didn't get that part.
He was like, I don't understand what that is. What is that? What is that? And you can either choose to explain it to him or not, right? Completely just ignore that and just stop talking. Uh-huh. So I said, all right, let's explain what Netflix is to him. And he goes, it's a streaming service from the 21st century. And he's just like, I don't understand. What is a streaming service? What is it? And then there are no more options. You're just done. So he's yelling. And then your dad says, oh, we got to go back to the psychiatrist. And then you go back to the psychiatrist and she goes, so you're being controlled by your friend from the 21st century. He's like, yes. For some form of entertainment? Yes. Well, obviously, this is fake. This is absurd, because is your life really that interesting? Do you think this would be good entertainment? And then your options are, you know, like, he thinks about it. He's like, yes or no. And he goes, wouldn't you want a little more action? And then the choice is, yeah or hell yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm picking hell yeah. So he picks hell yeah, takes a cup of tea, splashes it in her face, and it instantly transitions into this, like, fight sequence where you fight your psychiatrist. It turns into, like, a little Kill Bill style, just really fun camera movements, really tight on the action. Your dad bursts into the office. You start fighting your dad, and then you get dragged out of the office screaming because you get the shit kicked out of you. Like, I thought that was exciting. I thought that was exciting. But it's a dead end, and you have to go back. I found another one, same thing, do anything that's exciting, splash a coffee in the face, and then you have a choice to either fight your psychiatrist or you can jump out the window. So I was like, sweet, let's jump out the window. Let's see what this does. So I pick jump out the window, and the character starts walking back to the window and hear cut, 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 and they zoom out, and it shows the set for Black Mirror. And they're like, James, I don't know if you know this. Why are you going to the window? That's not your movement. And he goes, oh, I thought I should jump out the window. She goes, no, that's not how this works. That's not what we're doing. He goes, oh, well, they told me I have to. And like, James, like, what are you doing? He goes, no, Stefan. I'm Stefan. And he starts referring to himself as the character. And then the director walks away and goes, can we get the medic on board? Can we get the medic over here? And it cuts to black. So this show has just like Brian just said, there are so many different endings.
So freaking meta.
And it's like you don't even see the same show as somebody else. Brian and I watched this several times. It seems like you didn't even get that option at all, right?
I didn't get anywhere near that option. I had a couple different options. One which included going to the game developer, the major game developer's house, getting high on some sort of drug and jumping, right. or making right. him jump, and then he's missing.
Yeah, you get for the to choose. You get to choose basically who jumps off a building, your character or somebody else.
Right.
And you, who did you choose when that opportunity came up? Because I got that as well.
I chose the other guy.
The other guy, right.
So yeah, but then he's missing for the next 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, he was gone for a long time. And actually, the one of the paths I took,
but
I never saw
him again. But this is what I was saying. Like, some of these dead ends inform the rest of the story. Because when I had him jump, it was a dead end. The story ended with his wife freaking out at you. Right. But then, like, when, okay, go back, let's redo the last decision before this. And then I started proceeding with the rest of the story. The story turned into, yeah, Colin's missing. We don't know where he is.
Right. I had that too.
And you're like, well, but I saw him. But I went back to the decision before I saw him. So did I really see him?
Right.
Is he really missing, or did he actually jump? And I'm the only one who knows about it.
Right. Yes.
So then I started feeling like I'm a little crazy.
Right.
Because then things that he was saying in that pathway got brought up. And you're like, but wait, I thought I undid that decision.
Right.
But you didn't undo that decision. And then he shows up randomly again. I'm like, what is going on?
Yes. I love this. So this episode does do a good job of. At first, you're like, I'm in control and I'm good. This is fun. I'm the guy on the inside. Next thing you know, you're just like, wait a minute. Am I crazy? Is someone controlling my actions?
It does that.
That feels like maybe, did I pick? I made that decision. Yeah, I chose. But
it also makes you feel bad for making these decisions. And it's not because we really like Stefan. Right. Stefan is very closed off. Very like, he's not a likable character.
No.
But.
You still don't want bad things to happen to him.
But because you're in control, you don't want bad things to happen. And you are forced, even with some innocuous decisions, to cause bad things to happen to him. And now, you don't feel good about it.
There are some other ones that really go weird sideways quickly. But I do want to bring up one thing that is kind of a linchpin of most of these story paths. And that is, again, the goal is to get this game that he's working on about the book Bandersnatch made. And depending on what you do, some of the choices end up with a video game review show reviewing your video game. Reviewing Stefan's video game. And depending on some of the choices, it's either poorly made, it's really good, just missed the mark. And then, of course, there's one where it's a 5-star. Oh, my God, I can't believe this
is so
good.
Right, but then they find out that you killed your dad. But then they found out,
you killed your dad.
Which still makes the game, insanely popular, which unfortunately...
Right.
Would probably happen.
Exactly, it would. But this little thing kind of can also inform some decisions. So you can see that your game is poorly reviewed. That can drive you to some angry things. They can see that your game is okay and you have a different relationship with your dad if your dad is still alive. It gets really odd very quickly. There's so many things down the rabbit hole. I don't mean to tear them apart. But I'm very curious on one thing that we mentioned here. I got something that you didn't, and I'd love to hear some more stuff that you got that I didn't. But if you watch the episode, you know that the therapist says multiple times, call me, you know the number, right? It's a thing she keeps saying over and over again. Call me, you know the number. So, Brian, the thing I was talking about was after I killed my dad, geez, I decided to hack up my dad, geez. But before you do that, you call the therapist.
Right.
Before you hack up the dad, you call the therapist. And
right.
He,
I did that, but I didn't have to put in a phone number.
He's freaking out, and he can't remember the number. He goes, and then it flashes back to all these times, and she goes, you remember the number, and it flashes back to her dialogue that you've had, and she's saying the number in all the dialogue that you have. Two. There's one of us. Five decisions you have to make. She keeps saying words that are the number, and then you have to put that in order. It was really... Really interesting. I wanted to see what happened if I did it under the timeline or not. But I thought that was a lot of fun. What was perhaps maybe the weirdest or the most out there thing that you discovered as you re-explored this episode?
So, I mean, there's a couple different things that are out there. There was one part where I went into my father's office and found out that I was under a child experiment. They used the concept of Pac-Man As this like covert government operation. That means what? Personal something control?
I don't remember.
And it's all about, and I think it's just person and control. And that's what's supposed to be Pac-Man. You're just going through, swallowing the dots. You don't know someone else is controlling
you. That's something that the game developer Colin said. Colin says that this is like a multiverse. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're right. But like, I had to put in a password into this safe in this office, and I found all sorts of documents showing that
I'm part of some psychological
experiment. My mom and my dad aren't real; they were actors, and the mother who died is fine. She's living in Liverpool somewhere, and
it was
weird. That's cool. It was a dead end.
Right.
Because the father catches you, says you weren't supposed to find out, attacks you, and then I wake up in bed and I'm like, I'm back to the same decision that I had before I got to that place. So it was, there was that. There was, after I had Colin jump, his wife coming in, freaking out. She turns into this like demon beast that I was programming into the game. Ooh. And attacks me.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah, it's just it's.
There was one too. So you mentioned you go to your dad's safe and you have to enter a password. And because I went to my dad's safe and I talked about my mother previously, I put in the password toy, and the toy is a big thing with the show. And one of the timelines is because you couldn't find a toy, your mom was late for a train, and because she was late for a train, she took a later train which was later derailed and she died. Mm-hmm. Informs the character very deeply, but. Because I talked about my mom, I put in the password toy. I found the toy, and it allowed me to go back in time to put it underneath my bed. So when my mom says, are you ready to go? And I say, yes, but I just have to get my toy. I get the toy. But she says, oh, well, that's okay. We can spend some time together. We'll take the later train. And then you are on the train with your mother as it derails. And they don't show that
you killed yourself as a child.
You killed yourself. But here's the fun part. They cut back to you sitting in the therapist's office. After you've just got done talking about your mom, and they're like, oh my God, he's dead. So it's like Looper, you know, if you kill yourself in the past, in the future,
you just
stop living in the present. That's exactly what happened. So very interesting. And listen, I don't mean to unpack every alternative ending or anything that was available to you, but I really want to hit upon the fact that there is no one way to watch this episode, and you can go down from, listen, my goal is to just make a video game. Maybe I get strayed with, you know, what the relationship is with my idol, right? Cause that Colin is an idol to our character, for making video games. I get caught up in his world, but at the end of the day, I make my game. And then you go all the way to, there's a demon and you're being controlled by your parents, and your parents aren't really your parents. And you've got psychological issues and you need to kill other people, and your game gets released, but you know, it's badly received. Like it usually ends with your game's not bad. I've ended a couple times in prison for, you know, being arrested for killing somebody. It's super odd, super weird.
I'm going to have to go through this a couple more times, cause I'm really interested to see how things unfold if I make a couple different choices.
So Brian, let me ask you this question. Cause you're really good. You got a talent for doing something like this. If you're talking to somebody who is interested in this and heard a little of the buzz, but isn't a big Black Mirror fan, what would be like your elevator pitch, or what would you kind of do to warn them of what they're getting into?
The quick elevator pitch for this, for someone who's never watched Black Mirror, is it's a interactive experience where you get to not just inform the story, but inform the characters. And no two watches are going to be the same. It's an hour and a half, but you can still, get endless replayability out of this, honestly. And if you are someone who likes video games or someone who likes to be in control of certain events, this is an interesting experience for you. Just do not hope for any sort of happy ending. You will not get it.
That really is my pitch as well, is that Bandersnatch is a typical Black Mirror episode in which you are watching a very uncomfortable, very dark decisions being made. However, instead of being a passive person just watching it, you are now responsible for the decisions that your characters have made. And it will lead you down a path that could be ordinary and be but still be exciting, or it could take you down a path that is so dark, so windy, and so twisty that even you get lost and question how you even arrived here. I think, like I said at the top, it's an absolutely wonderful episode. I love the concept, and I hope they do more of this. I think maybe an annual Black Mirror episode where it's choose your own adventure, I think would be welcomed in my eyes. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, I don't think this is a gimmick you can just keep coming back to this well and doing it every month. But like, I think once a year is doable, and I think you just have to have the story. You have to have a good story that this kind of lends to. You can't do the same dog and pony show twice, you know. So no, I think this is a great experience. I just think keep it rare, keep it high quality, and it's absolutely ripe for doing more of these.
So, all right. So I want to share a few other statistics for this episode that Netflix released. On the biggest day of his life, Stefan's friends, over 60% of his friends, chose the cereal Frosties. So over 60% of Netflix watchers chose Frosties cereal. We already said the fact that 73% chose the job at Tucker's office, chose to accept it. And a very British update compared to the rest of the world. Britain citizens only threw the tea on their computers 52.9% of the time. The rest of the world did it 55.9%. So the British people would, you know, reserve a cup of tea. Out of the five main endings, the one where Stefan goes on the train with his mom was the path least traveled. And again, as Brian brought up, there are episode endings that people haven't even discovered yet. So here's our ask for you, listener. Go ahead. Obviously, watch Bandersnatch. You've heard us talk about it a lot. I'd love to hear where you ended. What was your path? What was your experience? And how do you feel about the fact that this was a really cool interactive episode based off a book? I want to hear from you. You guys are wonderful supporters, and I think it's great that maybe we have a dialogue about this episode. So please reach out to us right here on the Patreon page. Tell us what you thought about Bandersnatch. So thank you so much for listening, and we will be back next time for another spoiler cast.
Well, welcome to the club, because you are that kind of nerd.